gun.
Guns aren't toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
Oh, for nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel.
We'll put out all points buttons. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order. A new world order. A new
attention.
World order.
Attention.
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody.
Heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for
Dutch Jones, Dutch Jones
radio program.
And now for something completely different.
Welcome to my underground lair. You're just in time. Enjoy the share.
Oh, that was a good one, Lou. That was really good. I'm just typing here. We are finishing up some stuff. Hang on, folks. Just please have a seat in the lobby. We'll be right with you. Hang on a moment, please. Let me do this. Control V. Taking care of lots of news today. Lots of intel coming in saying thank you to all kinds of people. Got some really good information that was triple confirmed that I want to share with you from the get-go. And then maybe talk about what's gone on over the weekend. Share with you a little bit about our weekend. Talk about the ridiculous shot that I missed at a bobcat trying to get our deer. And welcome. This is the Dutch Jones Radio Show. Come on in. You don't have to sit in the lobby anymore. Oh, let me move my microphone stand so I don't bang it. Lou's microphone stand. I got to reach way over here and get Lou. Where'd Lou go? And Lou just got up and walked outside. Where'd he go? He just starts to show and walks outside. That boy is just a handful of trouble since he turned 15. Must be them hormones we've been reading about in Harper's Magazine. Where did he go? I don't know where he went, but he just gets up and walks out. This is the Dutch Jones radio program. We want to thank you for tuning in. It's been several long hours since we last joined you. We had a little show on Friday, and that was good. And we had a really good Saturday. What did we do Saturday? What did we do Saturday?
He had to go get a headset.
Oh, he needed a headset. He forgot his headset. Oh, I can bug him about that, too. We're on this this intense training cycle right now about forgetting your gear. Everything is gear-oriented with us. I don't care if you're going to the post office. Do you have your money for stamps? Do you have the letter? And he forgot his gear again. He forgot his headsets. It's a radio show, Lou. Did you expect everybody to yell so you could hear them?
Yes.
What? Don't bang into the microphone. Watch your. It's also another training thing. Know your limits. And where you're working from. Okay, folks, thank you for tuning in. Especially our Facebook people. That number is just growing every day. The You Broadcast people. The pod people who come in later. I got some emails from the Watchmen folks. I got some really super good email from three or four new people. One guy in Fresno. Well, he represented. I got this business card in my hand. I got to stop playing with that. And it's nice. It's nice. So if you're listening to this and you've never dropped us a line, please do so. Dutch, are you watching Mr. Bean? Is that what you're doing, Stace? Oh. Dutch at dutchjones.info. Dutch at dutchjones.info. Make sure you spell Jones, J-O-E-N-S. And if you haven't emailed me at that one, I'm getting ready to shut down the Yahoo one. It's just, quite frankly, I'm just getting too much email about my private parts. I'm getting a lot of spam on there, and I don't want to get it anymore. So we're just going to use the show stuff. And if you want to receive the little alerts that I send out during the day, email us at Dutch at dutchjones.info. I had to say that slow because I always mess it up. And also make sure you check out the website. We don't really do daily updates on that. I'm going to contact you via email while we still can. We just don't have the bandwidth to modify the page. But you can go to dutchjones.info, dutchjones.info. We haven't been down the hill long enough to get any good bandwidth to change that page, and I apologize, but there's no way you downloaded everything on there. There's no way you went to the forum. There's no way that you went to all the manuals that Lou took the time to upload. So you can go back and you can do that and make sure you get all those manuals because we don't know how much longer we're going to have. We really don't. And we're going to talk about that in a little bit here, why I think that. Let's say hello to everybody. take a number and wait. See, we got Warlin, Olima, and Minuteman, and a bunch of guests. Well, thank you, guests. You don't have to register to be a listener. It just helps me know who you are. But if you want to give me a shout-out on Facebook, just go to Facebook, look up Dutch Jones, and make friends there. I'm not keeping lists. In fact, I have to ask everybody for their addresses again when we send stuff out. It's just the way it goes. We don't like to keep anything on hard record. We got a really small stove, and it takes a while to burn everything. So when you know they come knocking at the front door, Lou's got to eat most of it, and we don't want to make them sick. So we don't keep a lot of stuff. The laptops, I figure, we'll just throw in the lake. They'll probably be able to recover those, wouldn't they? But that's what we're doing. Let's see. Saturday. What did we do Saturday? Did we go shopping Saturday? Is that what we did? We went.
That was Sunday.
No, that was Saturday.
We didn't do nothing Saturday. We just relaxed.
We just sat around doing nothing on Saturday, didn't we? That was rare for us.
Yeah.
You know, Lou, of course, did work. He worked on the conference videos, and he's got those coming along. Sunday we went out. We put together, here's something that we did that I want to share with you guys. Okay, whether you're a lone wolfer, whether you're going to stand in your, you know, your little corner of the earth and make a defense, one of the things that you've got to think about is what are you going to do about the refugees that come knocking? Those neighbors that have been watching you carrying those crates? That old lady across the street that's been keeping track every time the UPS truck comes? They know you're prepared. They know that you are on it. They may not have. They may be negligent, ignorant, stupid, or downright uncaring and laughing at you, making fun of you.
And don't like you.
And don't like you. But when this thing goes stinky, they're going to be on your doorstep. Now, there's two philosophies here. You know, I know people that say, well, I'll just shoot through the door. Okay, you want to do that, you deal with your maker on that level. I'm not going to judge you on it. What's this? Can I unplug this so it doesn't break anything?
Yeah.
Is this good to go? Okay. It's in the way. I don't want to bend it. How about this? Just leave it alone? There's a DVD in there.
Leave it in there.
You got to do something. You have to have a response. You know, whatever it is, stick to it. Make sure everybody in your house knows what it is. But we decided here, because we are, you know, 22 acres plus of prime survival property, and we know people are going to come here. We know people are going to try and show up, and let me turn down my gain here and turn down your gain a little bit, and then turn this one up and turn that one up. There we go. And they're going to expect us to help them. Well, we've written up a letter, and I don't have the letter in front of you because we don't have the in front of me because I don't have. It's just a rough draft. We need to go over it. But basically, it talks about the unwise virgins and their oil. The aunt, Noah, who prepared for over 100 years. And the clarion call has been going out for a long time in this country. And people who aren't hearing it, that's their problem now. And how do we deal with that? Well, let's be practical. I know what you're saying and what I'm thinking is, well, you know, let's bar the door and let them die outside. You know, God shut the door on the ark. And let all those savages die outside because they had 110 years to listen to Noah, didn't they? Well, we've had the last century since, you know, let's just be reasonable. The last 80 years, somebody's alive. They've heard the story. They've known it was coming. The indicators today that we're going to go over have been there for everybody. You got to give them something, in my opinion, for a security reason. One, they're going to just pile up outside your door until they get enough numbers to kick it in, maybe. That's one reason I don't want to be in a city. Here, we've got other ways to deal with that. We'll talk about that on a different show. But it would be much easier. A kind word turns away wrath, right? What if you handed them a small packet of things, and you've heard us talk about this before. The intelligence report folks have talked about it. Well, we came up with these. Actually, they're clear plastic martini. What are they called? Martini tumblers?
Shakers.
Martini shakers. The reason that those were picked is they were cheap. They were $1 a piece. They came with a removable lid. They're tapered. They had a little cup that attached to the top. What do they call those? A jigger?
Yeah.
I hope I'm saying that right. I hope I just didn't offend people somewhere.
Chigger
or whatever. I don't know what jigger. Okay, make sure I say that right. And what we did is the pastor put a can of Vienna sausages in there, and the can had multiple purposes. Had food in it. It was a metal can that you could boil water in. You could use it to cook stuff in. The lid was razor sharp when you pull it off. Anybody's ever cut themselves when they're trying to eat, you know, beanie and weenies or anything, you know what I'm talking about. We put fishing hooks, fishing string, weights, Band-Aids, an energy bar, some kind of Ranger bar that I don't know what the brand name was the pastor got, but they were pretty good.
I couldn't
I said Band-Aids. Put 10 matches in with the strikeable area, coffee filters. Put the whole thing in, all the stuff we talk about. And we're setting up 50 of these, just 50. There's a limit to our generosity. So when people come up, we're going to hand them this letter that says, you had your chance. We used to go to church here 10 years ago. Where have you been for the last 10 years? You know, and the pastor's not going to be down there, so they can't go, oh, let me talk to the pastor. He'll let me in. No. Now, we'll have a list of people that relatives of people that are here, or maybe people with skill sets that have been abiding in a fellowship with the church, so we'll know who to let in. That's part of logistics and pre-planning and SOP. But we hand this to them. We give them tracts. We give them a Bible, a little tiny Bible, and we send them on their way. Now, this will do two things, especially if the first ones come up. We hand them, like for every two people, they get one survival package. So if it's family of four, they get two. There's a bunch of other stuff in there. I can't remember what all of it was, but it was practical stuff. A bare minimum, a candle, some wire, some string, you know, those types of things. And as they're going down, people coming up the road, somebody's going to go, well, what did you get up to their compound? Because that's what they're going to call it. It's a church, but you and I both know they call us a compound. And they go, yeah, we went all the way up there. They had like five armed guys and a sniper, and they had like jeeps and a quad, and they said we couldn't come in, and all they gave us was this stupid plastic thing. And they feel like, man, I'm not walking 6 miles up that road to get that. I'm turning around and going back. It's gonna deter people that maybe already have their stuff. It's gonna be a pre-filter to people that go, man, I've already got a blanket. Because people, it was sad. We had the meeting, and God bless the older women. They're like, oh well, we need to do this. We need to get survival blankets. Let's get, like, pup tents. I'm like, you want to buy 50 pup tents? No. You need these pills, those pills. I'm sorry. They got all this stuff in their kitchen cabinet. If they're not smart enough when the stuff goes bad to take the trash can, put it up against their kitchen cabinet, and start dumping stuff in, it's not our job. We can't help everyone. Think of Noah. How many people did he take on the ark with him, and who were they? You know, I'm not saying I'm called by God to man an ark and to repopulate the earth. Don't get me wrong. But the examples in the Bible are there. We can't help everyone. We can help those people that are right now being about prepping and surviving and doing it in a manner of seeking faith. Welcome, Navy Davy. Who else we got in there? We got Sin City Militia. I don't know who else is. A bunch of guests today. Wow. Thank you guys for tuning in. We appreciate it. I love it. You broadcast this. There's only four people in here right now, and there's like, you know, 10. We show 14 people counting us, and then when you go look at the stats, they only put us up like by four. It's funny. You guys have really got to do this, especially those of you that are going to be stuck down in the valley or out in rural areas. They're going to come by your house. One, you should make your house look like it's not worth coming to, either by a show of force or a show of just being ramshackle and not worth coming into. You got to be able to give them something. If it's a Ziploc full of things, you know, sanitary napkins, some granola bars, here you go. And we're also going to put in it what everything is in there and what we would do with it, like the coffee filters. You guys know this. You guys send me this stuff all the time. 117 uses for a coffee filter. We'll try and print it really small and stick it in the container. And then later they can use it for kindling, but they should memorize what it's for. They'll end up eating it. But by giving them this survival offering, it'll help them get another day away. And that sounds cold, but they'll be a day away from us. And in fact, we're going to have places like, hey, the FEMA camp is in Porterville. The FEMA camp is at the fairgrounds in Tulare County. You didn't prepare. You need to go there. We're really sorry. We can only take care of our own. Because let's put it this way. If you're in a lifeboat, it's you, your wife, your kids, maybe your grandkids, depending on your age, and you have a couple life vests, you've got some survival food, you've got some water, you've got some sunscreen, and a couple blankets, maybe a flare gun. And you know rescue's going to be way off. Nobody got to radio when the Titanic went down too soon, and it's, you know, hours away, and the water's frigid. And here come the masses. Now, lifeboat's a little bit harsh situation. Everybody's kind of equalized there. There were a limited number of lifeboats, like on the Titanic. But are you going to let 30 people in to tip over your lifeboat and kill your children and you? Because God put you in that lifeboat first, and maybe by your own actions you were wiser and got in there first and heeded the warnings of the crew to get into a lifeboat. Now, you may throw a lifeline to somebody, tie some ropes, and tow them behind your boat. there, you know, that's an option too, but I'm not going to do that. Now, the equivalent of that up here would be, hey, there's several empty houses on the road. We don't know who lives there, but until they show up, you're welcome to use those, but anything you use, you better be able to replace. Yeah, the 10 virgins, which is one of the parables that we used, Minuteman's going more into that. Five did not give their oil. You're not required to do any more than what you're talking about, he's saying. I don't have to give a backpack full of MREs to somebody who comes up just because I feel bad for them. This is about survival of our people, of our faith, folks. Now, that doesn't mean you don't have a system to maybe immediately interview and find out what these guys can do. If you got people that are skillful, you might want them. But do you really want to run that risk of letting somebody into your survival circle that hasn't paid their dues? Shark bait. Yeah, if you tow behind a lifeboat, that's called shark bait. It makes for entertaining while you wait for the rescue boats to come, Warlin. That's a funny point. So maybe you guys might want to think of this. Something simple. Now, the other thing this might do is, let's say you're in the refugee status. Your rally point, I'm going to use hypothetical. Let's say your rally point is my backyard. You've made arrangements. You've been fellowshipping with me. The pastor knows it. Everybody up here, the militia knows it. That if you can get here, you've got a section of 100 by 100, a place in the garden, a little piece near the stream that's got your family's name on it in the roster here. You got to get here. Worst case scenario, highways will be clogged. You won't be able to get up here. If you got a wagon full of these little survival things you can give to people to deter them from beating you and taking your gear, why not? Why not say, here you go, let us through, here you go. Have a bunch of $1 bills. Who cares? You've got to have a strategy for either deterring people coming to your front door or roadblocks, things like that, to get by. I mean, the best thing is just to avoid them and have a really good escape plan. Travel by night. We've talked about that before. But this little handout, this little gesture, handing out a Bible and a tract is good. The next thing we're working on is a covenant, a contract between us, the Lord, and the group here. And if you read Patriots, you know what I'm talking about. Everybody has to pull their weight. Everybody works. Everybody fights. You don't fight, I'll shoot you myself, just like Starship Troopers. You don't work, you don't eat. And we're not talking communism. We're talking you don't want to be part of the solution. You go ahead. You're free to go. You can leave with what you came with. But there's going to be duties here, and there's going to be an agreement, and you got to stick to it. There's got to be a system of law and order. And we'll go over that maybe on upcoming episodes. And I really want to do it. Now, one of the reasons that I'm talking to you about this is things are happening fast. Gold broke 1,400. Gold broke 1,400. Obongo left the country with his own armada, planes and boats. Why is he doing that? And I had two of you send me these articles that... Now, let's do some history here. FEMA is... There's 10 districts to FEMA, 10 little regions. And I'm not going to give you all of them. You either know yours or you don't. You can go Google it. And what they did a few months ago, if not almost a year ago, is the Homeland Security Director appointed 10 governors and ex-governors to be in charge of these regions for basically little fiefdoms, for their own little kingdoms to administer the law and rescue operations and all that stuff. We all know how good they are at that. And the last 3 days, and I called two of my FEMA contacts to make sure about 3 hours ago after I got two of you that sent me these articles. They're going to mass distribute within the next 90 days, actually 60 is the target, but 90 is the allowable one, all of them are going to redistribute the center controlled food to every district. They've all got to set up their own little storage facilities. They've got to set up their own distribution in every region. It doesn't make sense. Because the way it is now, they'll have like Denver, L.A., Maryland, maybe some substations. Logistically, you never know where a disaster is going to hit, because that's really what FEMA and the Homeland Security is for. So why would you spread all your eggs around the country and then you may end up having to go from L.A. to New Hampshire? Logistically, it doesn't make sense unless they know something's coming. And I'll tell you a little bit what I think is coming. And I don't like to do this, but it's starting to look that way. What they're going to do is pre-position their rescue equipment, pre-position their food storage, pre-position their people. They're going to start looking for locations for mass care, they were told, locations for mass processing of mass casualty incidents. The things they're looking for are malls, stadiums and these, you know, these decommissioned military bases. And they've got 60 to 90 days to get this stuff set up. And it's a complete paradigm shift for nationwide disaster preparedness. It makes absolutely no sense at all, because you and I both know that when a disaster strikes, because of the fog and the stupidity, they lose a huge amount of resources just simply trying to get it to where it needs to be. Well, now it's going to be multiplied times 10. Whatever the shrinkage is going to be multiplied times 10, because it's going to be coming in from everywhere. Having enough vehicles. They just don't have enough vehicles. They didn't have enough vehicles to evacuate Katrina, and now they want to go from all these different sites. So what they're going to do, it's no longer going to be FEMA's going to come to you. You're going to come to FEMA. So they're going to set up these collection points and collect you up and give you food, like Stacy's saying.
And then you're going to go to a prison camp.
Yeah. Well, they're not going to call it a prison camp. Well, it's going to be a shelter, Stacy.
Oh, yeah.
Like the ones we've been seeing around here.
Well, bye-bye. We won't see
you. So what I need you folks to do is keep your eyes open. Keep your eyes open and look for, like, abandoned factories and malls, racetracks, where they're putting a lot of those the big metal containers, you know, the ones that come in. They may even be labeled FEMA or Homeland Security. Look for the motor homes. The mobile command posts are going to be in your area. Act stupid. Ask questions. Go, hey, that's really great. You guys doing a training thing? Don't go in there belligerent. Don't look like Alex Jones with your video camera out. Go in and just say, hey, this is great. I'm so glad you're here. I hope nothing happens. You know, and we need to know where they are. Now, there's two reasons we need to know where they are. Sea trains. Thank you, Navy Davy. We need to know where they're putting this food for two reasons. I mean, we may look at a situation before something strikes. We may want to procure this food. Or two, we want to avoid it when the system starts to fall apart, because that's where everybody's going to go. You're going to be going out the exit door. Everybody's going to be coming in to get their, you know, their little packet of food from Red Cross or whoever's organizing with them. So we need to know where these things are. There's a reason the banks foreclosed on a lot of these big container buildings. It wasn't just because they were big and mean. They needed the buildings for something. Now, I can tell you, I know where most of them are in California. I know where they are. But I need to know where yours are so we can disseminate amongst other... Is that the right word? Disseminate? Is that the right word? Guys, help me out. I need a thesaurus. We can distribute the information out among the other militias. Now, densely populated areas is going to be obvious, you know, football stadiums, things like that. But your rural areas, you got to start getting creative and just keeping your ear to the ground, your eyes open, and sniffing around and seeing where they're going to be redistributing this food. And these, it's not just going to be food. They've got search and rescue teams. They're going to have law enforcement now. They have their own branch of law enforcement. You're going to see a bunch of those little Tahoes and everything going everywhere. It says Department of Homeland Security. We saw the black ones, the white ones. They may say training vehicles. You know, emergency response vehicles, ERVs, ERVs, they'll call them. Look for antennas. Right now, go out and look at the empty buildings that are around you that have been foreclosed apart. And you're going to say, hey, you know, okay, there's nothing. And then like a week later, a bunch of antennas go up on a building. Look for, oh, good minute, man. Look for any kind of identifying marks on the backs of road signs, the tag markers. Those are the evacuation routes that they want convoys. They're convoy control tags. Look at the signs now before they're up. You'll see these reflective stickers on the backs of the signs. Start looking for those now. Moreland's asking if there's a FEMA camp somewhere up around Sacramento. I would say yes. I don't know where it is. The things you're going to look for are railways, freeways, bus terminals to a certain extent.
The fence with the razor wire.
Look for the fences that are up, that, you know, even if it's security-wise. But anything can become a FEMA control facility, because we, just in America, it just seemed to be the natural progression of commercial buildings, these large Costco-type buildings. Next time you go to Costco, look, okay, they take all the food out of here. What else can they put on those racks? And, like, for here, we've got a building in Lindsay. What's the name of that building? The government building in Lindsay? Anyway, they put in a government building. They used federal funds to build it. And we went by it one day because I was actually working. I was cleaning toilets. And they had fences, little chain-link cubicles all up inside. And the highway patrol was training. And then they built a swimming pool just down the block. And they put four towers on the swimming pool.
Yeah, I forgot what it was by a golf course.
Yeah, it's by a golf course that's fenced with barbed wire on it.
Yeah, I think it's...
just because you live in a small town of 20,000 or less doesn't mean they're not going to need to process you. California Speedway, folks, I don't know what they call it now down there in Rancho Cucamonga. Actually, it's Fontana. I was involved in that as a relocation center for inoculation, so I can personally firsthand tell you that's what it is. They're wanting to build a brand new NASCAR track out here in Tulare, out by the Ag Center. And they're screaming to get the money for that. They just allocated $950 million to build this high-speed rail maintenance facility in Fresno. Where do you think that's really going to be used for?
I think people are fighting that.
Well, yeah.
Protesting it.
Well, they're mad that it's not going to go through their town, that's why. But we've got to look for these huge expenditures suddenly, these capital improvements on an otherwise vacant government building. Why? Look to see if the utilities are getting turned on in some of these places, especially freezers, especially for inoculations. One of the big thing with inoculations, they have to be maintained cold. So, like Norton Air Force Base in San Bernardino, the old hangars for the B-52 bombers, there's freezers in there. They had turned them off for a while. When the anthrax thing came back, I was there when they were turning them on. We were putting anthrax vaccines in there to be diluted. March Air Force Base, look, you know, if there's any way you can get to an air show, go to the museum, bring your binoculars, be innocuous about it. Start looking to see if you're seeing trucks going into those hangars on those Air Force bases. I can only speak firsthand about my area of operations. You're responsible for yours. My loved ones are in California, so I'm watching. We've got airstrips here that we need to watch to see if these big C-130s or C-5As start coming in with Office of Emergency Services equipment. Doesn't have to be federal. It can be state. If you have a GOES in your area, it's called the Governor's Office of Emergency Services. It's just a puppet of FEMA, GOES, the Governor's Office of Emergency Services, in these 10 districts. So they've been given orders. Just to recap for you guys, if you got here late, FEMA has been given orders in the last week to mobilize within the next 60 to 90 days and pre-stage equipment in every one of the 10 regions, Alaska, Hawaii, all 50 states, and the territories. That's part of Hawaii's district. Be on the lookout for mass amount of movement. Be on the lookout for buildings being reactivated. Be stupid. Don't go in smart yelling at them. Don't do that. I want to know what information you can find out. We need to start putting pins and maps into where they're setting up these centers. And we have to decide what we're going to do next. Let's just watch. Let's be shore watchers. Let's not be aggressive. Find out where they're at. We'll be back after this break. I've got more information for you on some very exciting things that have been going on over the weekend. I got a lot of intel. We're going to share it with you here on the Dutch Jones radio program.
As instructed us to take the farm from you, we understand your problems and wish that we could help you. But the falling price of wheat's not our concern, and the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This underneath a cold gray country sky, and while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye. Let us say in conclusion that we know your family's worked that land for years. If we can be of assistance during your transition, please don't hesitate to call us here. the rest of the nation is still sleeping. They'll be bidding America goodbye.
But I want to be clear. Nobody needs to thank me for what I'm doing. Okay? I'm honored to be doing what I'm doing. How could anyone learn about a global plan to enslave and exterminate people and not fight it?
Thank you for listening to the Dutch Jones Radio Program. And if you get nothing else from our show, there should be two things that you learn. One is, you need to work together with other like-minded people. And number two, you need the basic equipment to keep from becoming a refugee. So whether you're looking for a water filter, tactical gear, surplus gear, or just want to look into some new survival equipment, you need to check out djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk. We carry surplus, and we carry new lines from MilSpec and Voodoo Tactical. And if you don't see it on our website, please send us a message and we'll find it for you. So if you're going to need the gear anyway, why not buy it from us? You'll get it for cheaper than you will from the source, and it'll help out the ministry here at the Dutch Jones Radio Program. So whether you're new or been in this for a while, check out djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk.
Without a gun.
Guns aren't toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
Avenge me! It's all for nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel in.
Put out all points, bulletin. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere!
A new world order.
A new world order.
Attention!
Attention!
The government is the problem.
Is an emergency! Repeat! An emergency!
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody!
Heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap! It's time for
Dutch Jones! Dutch Jones!
Radio program!
And now for something completely different.
It's a flesh wound.
I didn't know what you were going to play there. Welcome back. This is the Dutch Jones Radio Program. Thank you to all the listeners tuning in. We've got a huge amount of live people listening right now and a few dead people listening. We've got Scotty38 rebroadcasting us in New York and a bunch of guests. I can only assume they're streaming it too. Our usual cadre of malcontent outsiders and just downright angry, cantankerous, right-wing fanatics. I'd love to have you all here. Folks, things are getting a little weird. I'm not saying scary. I'm not saying scary. Not saying it. Not going there. Things are weird. $1,400 an ounce plus for gold today. $25 an ounce for silver. Oil went to like 87 a barrel. That's the highest it's been in a long time. Those of you that remember Lindsey Williams, he said start looking for these signs. The Fed's going to go ahead and do that, or the Treasury's going to ahead and do that $600 billion buyout of our debt. Which, if you don't understand why that's bad, let me see if I can explain this. Lewis loans me $500. He says, in a month, you got to pay me back $510 because he doesn't obey the Bible and he charges interest. But let's just say okay. He comes to me. He notices that about 35 days, I haven't paid him. He goes, Dutch, where's that $510? Now it's up to $525 because of penalties. I said, I just don't have it. I lost my job, you know, a flood hit. I got, you know, all kinds of bad, you know, kids' injuries. You know, I had to buy extra ice cream. And he goes, well, okay, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go down to the bank, and I'm going to get a loan and give you the $525 to pay me back. Does that make sense to you? And let's put it even further. He now owes it to the bank. I owe it to him, so that's really over $1,025 that's out there. Now let's add reality to that. It's gonna every dollar that you have in your pocket just lost money with that decision. Your dollars just dropped easily 20 to 30% in value. It's a hidden tax. It's a hidden tax. So it's just another way. You guys don't want to vote on taxes. You guys don't want to vote on bonds or whatever. They're just going to take it from printing up more money. They're just going to print up more money and take your money away. So all those FRNs you have stashed in Granny's underwear drawer, not going to do you any good. Because right now they're predicting this is this. Okay, this next thing, I don't usually quote him. What's the guy's the guy on Fox? No, the Mormon dude. Glenn Beck is predicting over $20 a loaf per bread in the next few weeks. Don't know if that's going to happen. Don't know if it'll happen that fast. But I can tell you the can of Pringles that cost a dollar last month is now $1.60 at the grocery store we go to. Supply and demand, maybe. I don't think there's a futures market on Pringles potato chips. It's a commodities issue. It's a fuel issue. It's a packaging issue. It's health insurance, all built into those potato chips. It's a multifaceted attack on your buying power of your dollar to buy what? Food. Food is a weapon of tyrants. Always has been, always will be. Stalin used it against the Ukrainians, made them harvest wheat they couldn't eat. People starved to death in the fields, but the wheat was shipped back to Moscow. Food is a weapon. These natural disasters that are hitting around the world, climate change, droughts, man-made or otherwise, doesn't matter to me. I don't need a weatherman to tell me there's a change coming. Food is going to be expensive. I'm not too excited about the gold and silver thing. I don't have any. We couldn't afford it. I mean, I can't eat gold. I can use 22 shells to shoot me an animal, although yesterday I missed a bobcat. I took one of Lou's rifles, and I don't know if he did it on purpose, but he adjusted like a hair trigger on his rifle.
No, I didn't adjust it.
I put this thing up to my shoulder, I was bringing the scope up, and the rifle went off like 10 inches below the bobcat. The bobcat was harassing our deer, so, I missed the bobcat. I was going to make me this really cool bobcat hat. All around the world, food products are going to become controlled, centralized. Here in California, these cities have no idea what's going to hit them. These idiots think the food comes from the back room at the grocery store, that it doesn't come from across the country or upstate or across the ocean. Rice, oatmeal, start buying it, folks. Buy up bulk oatmeal, bulk rice, biscuit batters, powdered gravies, anything you can afford, get it. I'm not going to tell you to go buy gold. I'm not one of those guys. Start keeping track of the kitties in your neighborhood. Warren's like, here, kitty, kitty, kitty. We're feeding our kitties, getting them nice and fat. But although one of our kitties brought a gopher to the door last night. Brother killed a gopher. Last night he brought it to the door and he's meowing, going, look what I did, look what I did.
No, that was surprising.
He shared it with Lewis. How was it, Lewis?
Hey.
How was that gopher, Lou?
I didn't eat
it was
it.
Crunchy? Was it crunchy, Lewis?
Yeah.
So you need to start tightening up your laces, checking your gear. I got some good tips. We're putting a lot of stuff in barrels and buckets. Bay leaves taped to the lid. Bay leaves taped to the lid are a good way to repel pests. What? Let me see. I don't know.
Navy said the UN made a comment about using
food. UN has always used food for bribery. Look what they did to Iraq with the food for oil scam. Just made a lot of rich men richer, didn't it?
Yeah.
You don't want to be on that end of the stick. When they're reaching out with a stick with food on the end of it, they're just trying to get you close enough so they can poke you in the eye with a stick. You don't want to go to these FEMA camps. You don't want to go. Well, right now you should be going to any place that's giving away free food and taking it. Go down there. Go, I'm homeless. I don't care about the biblical doctrine of deception. Don't start crying to me about being a liar and being a Christian. If you're this far in the game and you don't realize that we're at war, you don't belong in the cause and you deserve to starve, but your children don't. And I pray for your children. Go to these food kitchens, these pantries. Get whatever you can. Eat the perishable stuff now. Check the dates on everything that can be stored. If you got enough time on it, store them. If not, trade them. Seeds are a good thing to be getting right now. People are asking about the junk jewelry stuff. You'll get a lot more for gold later after the fall. than you will taking it to the pawn shop or to one of these gold places. So I would hang on to your gold jewelry. I definitely would hang on to your gold jewelry if you got it. Because you go to one of these gold exchange places, you're going to get the junk jewelry thing. I fell prey to that 5 years ago with my wedding ring. I paid $1,200 for a wedding ring, got like $50 for it. $48, $50. It just wasn't worth it. But I was mad and angry and I was stupid. And I had good money at the time, so it didn't matter. But I'd love to have been able to melt that down now and have a little bit of gold. If you're going to go that route, don't go gold. Get coins. Get silver coins, junk silver. They'll have a value. But if you've read Patriots, what was the money that they used? Here's a little thing I'm throwing out to you guys that read Patriots in the chat room. I don't have a gift for you or anything. But what was the currency at the first rendezvous swap meet after the crunch?
Pesos.
No, Lou, it wasn't pesos. And you two can't yell it out here from the studio or anybody else who's read the book. Studio audience is exempt. I want to know if you guys are listening, if you read the book. What was the currency, the most common currency? I'm waiting for somebody in the chat room. There must be a lag. And that lag always messes us up, so we lose it. Yes, but what was the commodity? The commodity that Navy Davy said silver, and that is partly correct. People were exchanging dimes. But there was a commodity that I tell you guys to buy every time you go to Walmart when you can get it, because you can fill your pocket. Stacy, don't do it. You can fill your pockets with it. You can do all that. Okay, there, lead, junk, silver, people are talking about that. It's not a currency. It's not a biblical currency. It's a commodity. It's a survival tool. And I'm surprised you guys don't remember this. Okay, I'm just gonna say it here. 22 shells. Remember they were exchanged. There you go, Scotty 38 got it before I got it out of my mouth. Scotty 38. Ding 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 ding. Send Scotty 8 some bumper stickers. Yeah, ammo.
Okay.
Specifically 22 shells, ammo. I don't care what ammo you have. I just got given some 30-06 shells and some other kind of shells. I don't have a 30-06. We traded them for 2 truckloads of firewood so we can stash it under our house. Commodities are exchangeable. If you don't have a 30-06, but Grandpa left a bunch of 30-06 ammo in the closet, hang on to it. I don't have any more money left. We're completely dirt broke. I'm designing a T-shirt for a guy so that I have enough money to pay for training coming up. We're not, whiz-bang making money here, so you guys are like, Dutch Jones, he can go out and he's talking about all this. We buy everything on a shoestring budget. We spend exactly the same amount of money on food every month because we stick to our budgets. $350 a month? Is that what it is, Stace? How much is our food budget every month? You're in charge of that. $360. We spend $360. Half of that is what we eat for that month, and the other half is storable. Yeah, Navy Davy, it was. You can come up and sit around the campfire with me and stay warm with our firewood. And you've got to be thinking like that right now. If you've got an excess of something and you're missing something, and it's a tool that you need to have before the collapse, because trust me, a post-collapse, economy, things are going to go up. Something that you can get now for $300 may be worth thousands of dollars worth of materials later. You'll never know what it is. We do not know what the future may hold, but we do know the parameters. We kind of know. You study every... We just had a guy bring his... He's a World War II veteran. God love him, Fred. He brought his... What do you call it? A photo album from 1944, 1945, what post-destruction of Berlin looked like. He was in Berlin. He was part of the occupational forces in Berlin. He had German prisoners of war working for him, rebuilding all that. And the pictures told a thousand stories, not just a thousand words. Everybody had a garden to grow food because there was no food. And this guy, even back then, Fred was thinking this stuff because he took pictures of gardens. He took pictures of how they got around. They had no fuel, so they were using animals to pull the cars around. They were using carts. He showed her watering her food in her garden. She didn't have a watering can. Everything's destroyed. She had a coffee can that she had used to modify. If they did it in the Napoleonic Wars, if they did it in the War of Northern Aggression, and it's a survival tactic, it's going to work now. But there'll be new things that we won't even see. The one difference we may have is we're addicted to electricity.
Yeah.
Now, where we are, we have three hydroelectric generating plants that we can control. Period. That's why we chose this location. You got to get used to not getting by with no electricity. Look at that as a luxury. What were we saying last night? Toilet paper is a luxury. We had a meeting yesterday. We usually have our little survival meetings, and we're discussing things. And people are like, well, how much toilet paper do we need? I go, you need a washcloth and a place to clean it. How do you think the pioneers did it? Do you think they had toilet paper in 1880? Let's yeah. Debbie's saying, know your leaves in your AO. Know what you're allergic to and what you're not. I don't mean to be disgusting, but unless you're willing to wash your rag over and over again, you better be picking leaves. One of the things we're doing here is we're planting bamboo. Bamboo. Bamboo is technically illegal in California, I'm told, but we don't care. We've got a wetland, a lowland. And we've been sitting here, what are we going to do with it? What are we going to do with it? We can't put people there. It's always moist year-round. So it just hit me the other day. Let's plant bamboo. You can eat it. You can build with it. You can defend with it. You can fight with it. It can be a medical splint. What else? You can burn it. What else? What else is there?
Huts.
You can build huts with it. You can build bridges. You can torture people with it. We literally sat down and did this. Bamboo. If you live in a wet enough tropical area, those of us in the Pacific Rim or in the southern states, look at bamboo. Now you may be going, well, it's not going to grow very fast. Yes, it does. I saw this great story when I was looking up bamboo online, where the Viet Cong, it's terrible. They would have bamboo shoots on the ground and tie American soldiers down over it. In a matter of days, the bamboo shoots would grow through their body and slowly kill them. Old Asian tactic. Warland saying, in the old days, they used dry corn cobs. Yes, they did. Yes, they did. Put corn cob on a stick. I'm demonstrating here for the ladies in the... And so, these things that are luxury, start getting your family ready. Or do you want to have a barn full of paper that's only going to be used for one thing? Because once it touches my hiney, it ain't going nowhere else. Unless maybe into the kindling box, but who wants to do that? Just thinking about it. So folks, this is your reality check here. I'm here to kick you in the butt and say, look, you better start getting ready. Okay, Sin City Militia says he's where there's cactus, so he's going to stock up on TP, and he doesn't have water.
Oh dear.
Those of you in the desert places, I'm not going to mock you for your choice of where to live, but I wouldn't be there.
Yeah.
But you're going to have benefits. You can see a man coming a long way off, can't you? Every situation, every scenario, every area of operation is going to have its positive and its negative. I wouldn't want to be in Las Vegas. Or in, you know, I assume you're in Las Vegas because it says Sin City. I think you told me before. But start doing a gut check. Start doing an equipment check. Start looking at what your water supplies are like. If you've got empty water containers or you haven't changed them in a while, fill them all up now. Fill them up now. Census forms will work. Yes, yes. One of the things I always do when we go to restaurants, I stock up on
ketchup,
mayonnaise, and napkins. We stick napkins everywhere because it's a luxury. Start, you know, hoard the luxuries when you can.
We don't take the ketchup bottle, though.
We don't take the ketchup bottle, just the packets, yeah. Lou tries to take the ketchup bottles, but we tell him he can't. Anything you get in the mail now, keep for kindling. Don't keep throwing or recycling your junk paper right now. It's going to be good for kindling. And you may need to start fires somewhere else other than a survival fire. You may be setting fire to houses. Who knows? So keep your kindling. Keep all those government documents they send you. Although we just burned a catalog. We just got stuff you never knew existed. And it looked really cool. And then we opened it up and there's like porno in it.
Yeah.
There were like 8 porno videos, marital aids. And nowhere on the cover did it say. So we burnt that tonight, I have to admit. I just threw it in the fire before we came over. It'll make the house a little warmer. Stacy's all upset. Again, she didn't believe me. I go, honey, look I'm reading to her what the ad says. She's like, you're making that up. So I go, here, read this. So folks, it's the time to knuckle down. And if I'm wrong, and any of you laugh at me, I'm going to come to your house and I'm going to slug you. I would rather be wrong and survive than wrong and be caught in between a rock and a hard place. And I'm putting it lightly. It's key that the Lord gives us these indicators. And if we ignore them, that we're on our own. We are totally on our own. I haven't given out the phone number here. And let's see, I don't think anybody's emailing me. 559-561. Yeah, I'm getting messages. 559-561-8225. 559-561-8225. please, if you have some advice on this issue, I need you to call in. I can't do this alone. I'm not the only guy out here doing this. I'm not the best. I'm not the newest. I'm not even the point of the spear. I'm barely the end of the shaft. I need your help. What advice do you have in these possible last 60 to 90 days that people can get together and do? Folks, let's see. People are commenting stuff. Let me see what my Facebook fans are doing here. Folks, it's a matter of timing. That's all it is. It's not a matter of if. It's a matter of timing. Bible, beans, and bullets. Hard times are coming. It wouldn't hurt to have gold, silver, and lead either. That's from Robert. Thank you for listening. I didn't. That one's probably a little older, but that's my fault for not looking at it. We go beans, bandages, and bullets. And we expand off of that. Get your peroxides. Get your rubbing alcohols. We found out that alum, A-L-U-M, is an herb that is a good coagulant. If you can't get blood clotting agent at a veterinary store or a medical supply store, alum, A-L-U-M, mixed with cayenne pepper. Yeah, it's going to hurt, but you're already shot or your arm's already ripped off. I don't think that little bit extra is going to matter. But alum, A-L-U-M, we've been doing a lot of herbal exploration and what we can do. Also do a salt, preservative, and pepper can be used for treating a bleeder. Yeah, it's kind of funny. We're thinking alike there, Minuteman. Good post. If you can, if it's not too late, pick up jerky-making equipment. You can make it without it. I mean, you can grind up meat and cut it to the proper length and bake it in an oven or use, you know, cook it over a fire, smoke it, whatever. That's fine. But it's so much easier with the jerky gun, right, Lou?
I don't know.
Well, remember when your grandpa and we didn't mind. Lou forgot. It's okay, Lou. It's real easy just to squeeze it out on the grates and just start making jerky. Alcohol. We were at Costco last night with the pastor's family, and we're like, oh, we need vodka, we need this. And the pastor's like, oh, the church has a locker full, a whole closet full of vodka. We were doing it on purpose so people would listen. And the reason that we have vodka is we use it to make tinctures. Tincture. Now, I'm going to describe to you what a tincture is. It has to be good vodka. What you do is you reduce down certain herbal remedies using vodka to make medicines. You need to look it up. T-I-N-C-T-U-R-E. Tincture. I can't teach it over the radio. We have videos on it here, but you're not here with me. And I can't stream the video to you. And I know it's kind of hard. I'm being kind of rude about it, but if you haven't done it already, it may be too late. But having the knowledge to do it. So vodkas, if you've got some, keep them. Plus, they're great trade items. You got a group of bikers coming up to the front gate. You don't want to fight them because you find out you're not as strong as they are. Give them your alcohol. I know that sounds stupid, but if you think with a completely martial attitude, you fight sometimes, you run sometimes, you negotiate sometimes. Sometimes you hide. Somebody's asking me, what is the detox formula? I don't know. See, I'm not that person. Debbie, do you have anything for detox?
There's a lot of different formulas.
Yeah.
It depends on...
What's your favorite? Do you got a favorite one?
Not really.
but yeah, look up stuff for detox. You know, we didn't go to the gym today because we've been really busy. We're going to go after the show.
Yeah.
We're going to go after the show. We've been running around picking up broken down trucks for people, having to go to the post office. Well, we did all kinds of stuff today. I had to design a flyer for our Wednesday night Bible study because we've been cross-pollinating to a church down in the valley. You guess who, Navy Davy? Is Navy Davy still in there? Where'd he go? Boy, we got a lot of people in there. There was like 25 people in there for a minute in the chat room. I don't know how many are listening. Okay, Navy Davy, yeah. We've had some people from your church, Navy Davy, well, not your church, your old church, your church you used to go to, asking for flyers on what we're doing up here. So I designed some and emailed them off. I'm designing a church for what we're going to talk about in the next hour. This is something I'm really excited about. I may tease it a little bit here so people stick around.
Designing a church?
I'm designing a church. Did I say church? I meant shirt. A logo for an operational, functional, boots-on-the-ground intel-gathering network between militias. It's mission-specific. It deals specifically with Muslims, but we can extend it to deal with anything else that's a threat out there. There's detox stuff also, Minuteman, on survivalblog.com. Survivalblog.com. You can go to what's Mark? Does Mark Corning? Can he have a different site other than LibertyTreeRadio.4MG.com? LibertyTreeRadio.4MG.com, which we'll be switching to here in about 5 minutes. Thanks, Minuteman. But survivalblog.com, they've got a lot of those things up there, the herbal remedies and those kind of things. But this project that we're working on, it's going to be called Code 20. And it just sounds interesting. You got to have a name for something. It might as well be that. I didn't name it. I'm not the designer of this, but it's somebody that I respect that's doing it. And for every zip code that has a mosque or an active, what we believe to be Muslim cell, we need to have 20 militia guys keeping an eye on them. 20 militia guys collecting intel, feeding it back to other groups across the country so we can keep an eye on these guys, because you don't know where this attack's going to come from. You don't know where the New World Order is going to unleash their pit bulls on us. So I'm just letting you know that we're going to be working on this. So it's code 20 zip code. For every zip code that we know has a mosque in it, we want 20 people that are willing to do some intel gathering and also train to react when the crunch comes if they do anything stupid. They want to start going around burning churches when society falls apart. We need to take care of them. It's kind of like the committees of vigilance, for those of you that are familiar with that. We're going to have the founder of this, actually, I think he's a co-founder, on probably Thursday or Friday, and his name is Steve Klein. I don't think we've played any of his teachings, have we yet?
Yeah.
We have. Steve Klein is an ex-Marine. They're not really ex-Marines. He's a Marine intelligence officer, served in Vietnam, worked for a while. Post 9/11 with the Pentagon, until they said he was not PC enough. His answer to dealing with the Islamic threat in America was to shut down every single mosque and deport them all. You may say, oh, that's awfully harsh. There's no reason a mosque should be on American soil. So we're going to have him on. We're going to talk a little bit about that in the next hour. We're going to continue with this stuff. I really want to know what kind of ideas you guys have. You know, it's time you guys start pulling your own weight. You guess there, you can call up. You can contact me through Facebook. If you're listening on Facebook, you can send me an IM and we can get your idea on the line. We want to share this intel. Now is not a time to be keeping it to yourselves, folks. Everything comes into play right now. Everything. Hone up on your skills. Hone up on your abilities, your equipment. Check all your gear. And we're going to hit a few more of those things in the next hour. I'm going to humble myself before you and just share with you everything that I'm doing. And if it's stupid or you think it's ineffective, well, too bad. At least I'm doing something. What are you sharing? We'll be back after the break, and we'll be on Liberty Tree Radio. And we'll be joining all those listeners, too. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be right back.
For my country, for the pain that it's been through, she's been made to suffer for the profit of a few. Storm clouds are out forming, winds of change now touch our shores. I hear forefathers are crying as the dream's been crucified. America, I'll show my love for thee with strength and loyalty. America, America, I'll show my love for you in all that I do. For my country and for friends and family, mourning in the ignorance while staying safe within a dream. I will fight for freedom and ways of liberty. I die for my country, slaying corporate dynasties. America, now show my love for thee with strength and loyalty. America. After all I've fled, no one's left, I will always be there. And be there by your side, and I'll never let you down. I cry for my people in this time of tragedy. I just want some answers so the truth will set us free. And the truth will set us free. I say hallelujah.
I'm trying to save our nation. Let me put it to you this way, folks. Please, this country's in trouble. Let me just say, you can squat on a pit bull, but that don't get you rhubarb pie. Unless the pit bull makes the pie.
Thank you for listening to the Dutch Jones Radio Program. And if you get nothing else from our show, there should be two things that you learn. One is, you need to work together with other like-minded people. And number two, you need the basic equipment to keep from becoming a refugee. So whether you're looking for a water filter, tactical gear, surplus gear, or just want to look into some new survival equipment, you need to check out djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk. We carry surplus, and we carry new lines from MilSpec and Voodoo Tactical. And if you don't see it on our website, please send us a message and we'll find it for you. So if you're going to need the gear anyway, why not buy it from us? You'll get it for cheaper than you will from the source, and it'll help out the ministry here at the Dutch Jones Radio Program. So whether you're new or been in this for a while, check out djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk.
Without a gun.
Guns aren't toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
Avenge me! It's all for nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel in.
Put out all point buttons. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere!
A new world order, a new world order, a new
attention.
World order, a new world order.
Attention! Government is an emergency! Repeat, an emergency!
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody!
Heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
Shut back down and shut your trap! It's time for
Dutch Jones, Dutch Jones
Radio Program.
And now for something completely different.
And we're back, or just on Liberty Tree Radio. Welcome to our Liberty Tree Radio listeners, and very much a hearty thank you to Ed Kornke for picking up our signal here and redistributing it all over their network and to locations unknown. If you're hearing my voice, thank you so much for tuning in. Drop us an email at, just send it to dutch@dutchjones.info. That's D-U-T-C-H at D-U-C-T-H-J-O-E-N-S.info. Make sure you spell Jones, J-O-E-N-S. That's not the American version. It's the Dutch version. I'd be of Dutch descendancy, so I spell it that way. If you'd like to also check us out on Facebook, you can go to Dutch Jones' site on Facebook. Just go to Facebook, type in Dutch Jones, you'll find me. And if you want to call in here in a little bit after we get things picking up again, the phone number to call in, and it's not toll-free, 559-561-8225. 559-561-8225. Now, we do this 2 hours a day, Monday through Friday. The first hour, for those of you picking us up now, is off of our DutchJones.info website through UBroadcast. And we're heard in a couple other outlets, also on Facebook, MySpace, things like that. And so for the last hour, we've already been talking about FEMA pre-staging equipment in all 10 districts, telling their people, I've confirmed this. We got news articles, and I contacted my people still at FEMA. For those of you who don't know, I used to be a FEMA volunteer and employee. I was a paid employee, an emergency services officer. And I still know people there, and they're pre-staging equipment all over the place. Every major city, every place they can put it. One, I don't believe they have enough resources to actually do it. And two, it doesn't make sense logistically. It's going to be a nightmare for them to pull this off, but I want you folks to be looking. Gold just hit over $1,400 an ounce, silver over $25. Lindsey Williams was telling us to watch for gold and silver to go up. Gasoline just went up. I think it's at least a six-month high, over $85 a barrel. We've noticed the gas prices going up here. We're paying over $3.10 a gallon here. The rest of you said the national average was like $2.39. I'm like, not here. Not in the People's Republic of California. Food prices are going up. This weekend we went to buy food, and the store where we go, Winco, I don't know if it's Winn-Dixie, I hope it is, the tube of potato chips. This is my leading economic indicator. You guys may watch gold, silver, the stock market. I look at potato chips.
Yeah.
The can of potato chips that I buy from Pringles 3 months ago, even a month ago, was $1, $1.10. Now it's $1.68. Rice has gone up a little bit here. Now, maybe these may be California prices. Maybe you're telling me I'm being an alarmist, but how am I going to know unless you give me feedback, folks? So we've been talking about things you should be doing right now, what you should be doing to get ready. I know Minuteman was getting ready to call. You can go ahead and give us a buzz there, Minuteman, and share with us some of the stuff you're doing. We're getting our training together. We're upping our training now to weekly for our survival group, monthly for our militia. We're going out and purchasing food. We're purchasing handout packets, putting together kits to give people that come to our gate that we're not going to let in. We're pre-locating equipment, just like FEMA's going to. We're putting stuff where it needs to be. We're planting crops. Just before the break, I talked about we're going to plant a bunch of bamboo in our wet area in our ranch here. We're taking security precautions. We're building and strengthening ties with militias that we know. And we're doing the best we can with what we have, because that's all the Lord asks us to do. And that's the key to this show. We are, in fact, a Christian outreach ministry. We're Christian militants. And I don't think militant's a bad word. We are Christian first, militia second. If you look up the 1828 definition of militant in the Webster's Dictionary, go look at the second definition of it. I'm not going to tell you. You need to do some of the learning yourself. I am getting tons of email from latecomers, and you're welcome. People that are just new to the dance, they're starting. Stacy used the term panic. We don't like to use that word, but she's probably right. You have to do some of the research yourself. Don't come to my door with nothing. There's been a clarion call that has gone out for decades. Folks like the Corn Keys have been doing this a lot longer than I have been. Good churches have been telling you this was going to happen. You didn't need a crystal ball to see that things were going to go bad in America. So don't come crying to me now. There are tons of Bible verses on it. If you're a Bible-reading person, and you should be, you already know them. You already know them. You come to my door, to our facility here, without having fellowshipped with us, or how quickly you ran 10 years ago when things got scary or good, when, you know, that idiot Bush got elected, all you neocons out there, all you fake Christians that said, oh, we got a Christian man in the White House. Don't come back. But those of you that have been prepping and been preparing, you're welcome here. Okay, folks, let's try this. Hello, who do we have?
Hello, Mr. White Man.
Angry White Man on radio. What do you want to share with us today?
It's basically along the same lines that you're going on. You know, clear back since the Clinton administration and with what they did with, Butch, Janet, Reno.
Yeah.
And what they classified as domestic terrorists, the writing's been on the wall for quite a while as to who the government, or as Dr. Stan calls them, the Brotherhood of Darkness, you know, who they see as the bad guys. And it's basically anyone that, like our founding fathers, and believes in what they shed their blood for.
Right.
And, you know, when you consider the hard times that the signers of the documents went through and what happened to their families and stuff like that, and yet they didn't shirk from signing it, knowing the price they were putting on their heads. And for anyone nowadays that wants to stand as our founders did for freedom and liberty, there will be a price to pay. And, you know, depending on who you are, how loudly you speak, and, you know, what powers it be, it will vary, you know, whether you do end up in a in an involuntary FEMA camp or something
sure.
else. But kind of the way I look at it, you know, is my blood is no less precious than anyone at Valley Forge was.
Yeah.
And I want my kids and hopefully grandkids to have freedom better than what I had growing up.
Yeah.
And the government is not going to relinquish what they've taken. It's going to have to take them back. And one of the control things is food. And the United Nations has said that, both with over in Europe, with Germany after World War II, food was used, and I don't want to say as a weapon, but as a control mechanism to make the people do or go or, you know, perform whatever they wanted, then some meager portion of food would be available. If it's kind of like with what you're doing, when you food to buy extra or, you know, extra rice or whatever, there's ways, and like with the vacuum sealers, there's ways without going into huge costs that you set food aside.
Yeah.
It's kind of like down to the 11th hour, the 11th hour of the 56th minute, where there's not a lot of time left. And hopefully, because again, the writing's been on the wall for a long time, and Mark's been talking about it, you've been talking about it, others, to do something to prepare for it. And that's not just physically, it's mentally too.
Stressful.
Things you talked about in the book Patriots, if everyone listening to this program has read that and then shared it with others, because from just people I've shared it with, probably 30 or 40 people have read the book because of prompting people I've prompted to read it, then share it with friends. And that helps you better understand the mindset. And it's not a pretty picture.
No, it's not. It's not a fun read.
But if you read it, it helps you understand potentially what's in it. Because when James literally wrote the worst-case scenario, it was marked as the best. And you...
Hang on there, Scott. You're starting to break up. Are you there? Okay, you're starting to break up. I don't know why. Cut off that monitor. Plug it back in. Can you hear me now? Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead. Your cell phone started breaking up or whatever you were on broke up. They're jamming us again.
You want me to call on the landline?
No, you're sounding great now. Continue.
Okay. One thing Mark, a quote he says is, you know, prepare for the worst, and you won't be disappointed.
Exactly.
If something less than the worst happens, guess what? It's a cakewalk. You prepare for the worst and something like that happens, at least you've done the best you can, hopefully mentally and physically, ride out that storm, whether it's a Hurricane Katrina, whether it's an EMP, whatever it is. And, you know, kind of like you're talking about, for people to think, well, I don't have to do that because the Salvation Army or the Red Cross will be there with, you know, coffee and donuts the next morning. You know, it has no, well, again, Katrina is the best example of, if you're expecting government to care for your needs, you know, you'll end up in a Katrina situation. If you truly love and care for your family and want them to survive, you know, you're going to do more than, kind of like you're talking about, just staying put in the big cities. Whether you've got an aunt that lives in Flagstaff or a cousin that lives in Bakersfield or you know, you know, wherever else, you'll find an alternate place to go. You're not going to show up on their doorstep unexpected. You're going to say, hey, you know, in case something happens, can I put a garden shed in your backyard somewhere off the side of the garage where I can put some water and some food, because, you know, I'm trying to be a responsible, the way the Bible would call it, be a shepherd or a steward of your family. And, you know, if you're lackadaisical and you do not care for your family, as it talks about in the New Testament, you're less than infidel. And you may watch some terrible things happen to your family, and you will be accountable for that. Mm-hmm. It's not something that you can pawn off. At some point, when you have your interview with Jesus as to how you handled your stewardship, you're not going to be able to say, well, you know, so-and-so didn't share with me, or so-and-so didn't tell me about it.
And the sad thing is the modern American, and the Christian is not immune to this, is gotten really wimpy and feminized. They don't realize that suffering is temporal, as we studied in church on Sunday. Suffering is temporal. Eternity is forever.
Right. And, you know, you look at Jerusalem after, you know, Christ around 70 A.D., and what happened, like, up in Petra. And you know, God does help, but he doesn't relieve us from difficulties, because sometimes that's used as refiner's fire. Other times it's to humble us. And if you look how arrogant most of the Christian churches and a lot of the people are here in the U.S., let alone, you know, for the way they suffer in China,
yeah,
a lot of them do need humbling. And the Lord, you know, whatever method he uses, you know, it's our responsibility, the way I see it, as heads of families and households, to do what we can sacrificially. This isn't like, you know, well, am I going to have a cappuccino, or am I going to buy an extra 3 cans of tuna fish or something? You know, what happens ahead if you don't sacrifice?
Okay, it sounds like you're dropping out again there. Okay. Well, yeah, excellent points. Thank you for calling in, and we'll continue on that vein. Somebody's asking me what temporal means. I got to explain that, so that's a good question. Sometimes I use terms that sound good in my head. But thanks for calling in, Minuteman, and we're going to continue on with this vein of thought. Thank you for your input.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. First off, temporal means temporary. It's time-framed. There's a beginning and an end. There's a temporal pulse to it. It begins and it ends. Heaven is forever. Our lives are eternal with Christ. Our lives here on earth are finite. So the suffering that I'm going to go through, even if I live another, say I'm going to be 45 next year. If I live another 45 years, which miracles do happen, and I suffer every day of those, I live under the boot of tyranny, I have to fight every day for food, or let's make it more realistic for some people, I have cancer. It is nothing compared to the eternity I will have with our Lord Jesus Christ in heaven. It's nothing. And inversely, the suffering that I go through today is worth every second of it, so that my son and my daughter and my grandchildren and great-grandchildren can live free. It goes both ways. It goes up and down. It's very important that we have that kind of mindset. Otherwise, we give up, because our bodies are flesh. Our flesh will bail out and write checks long before our mind is ready. It's like if you've ever been a runner, you've ever been a weightlifter, you've ever been in any kind of sports, and yes, believe it or not, I have. In a fight, you want to give up. Your body starts saying, hey brain, hey intellect. Let's say intellect, that's where your soul resides, in your intellect. You got to quit. This just isn't worth it. Just give up. Be a slave. Quit. Don't make the 26 mile. Just go 20. You should be proud of that and quit. We can't do that. We're not called to do that. We're called for the long haul. It's just like suicide is self-murder. To give up in the face of tyranny is nothing less. It's just as much a sin. The Lord created us to live free and abiding by his law, not man's law, not unapproved of law that people just make up and go along. And we all know what those are. Thou shalt make no law pertaining to the regulation of firearms, right? Let's get this back to the militia guys that are going, hey, they're getting awfully Christian out there. I think we lost like 2 listeners. Hey, they're getting Christian. We can't listen to these guys. Oh, well, good luck with your cause. I feel bad for you trying to make it without the Lord. I really do. And I feel bad for your families more so. Folks, it's important that you have the right global view of this. You must have a Christian worldview if you're going to survive this, or else you're not going to win. You may have temporary, momentary victories. You may have temporary points where you're shielded from the enemy just because of your own wits, but when it comes down to it, it's up to the Lord. This nation's getting judged, folks. This nation's getting spanked. And even those of us that are part of His people could get caught in the middle. God's plan is not our plan. And even though I may sit here and say we've got enough food to last 6 months right now, we may have to move tomorrow if this thing goes down overnight. I grab what I can and I run, but at least I have it. And what I leave behind, maybe I'll disperse it among the refugees. I don't know. But I would rather have it and give it away, or have it and lose it, or have it and not need it, than not have it at all. It's much bigger than just the have it and not need it kind of thing. It goes beyond that now. It goes way, way beyond it. We live in critical times. We live in historical times. Just like, and I'm kind of going off on a tangent here, people today, I'm getting emails like, well, that's all good and well, but what are you going to do when it happens? You're going to sit up there on your mountain and not let anybody in and survive? No, we're going to start rebuilding the day after. We will fight the good fight as needed, as the Lord chooses us to. If the Lord chooses I live, then I live and I fight, and then we rebuild. We start a new nation. And even if it's Jefferson or whatever we want to call it, I don't like Jefferson because he was a deist, but the people around here want to call it Jefferson, not our church, but the region that we're in, you know, a little bit north of here. Stacy came up with Christland. I think it was the one we wanted to call it Christland, but whatever, you know. We got to have a plan, man. What was it in The Hunt for Red October? Rusky don't take a dump without a plan. Yeah, you never saw it. Man, there's all these great movies you haven't seen that are good tactical and strategic movies. Welcome, Graham. Welcome to the show. We haven't dumped yet, so if it doesn't disappear, you can re-loop and listen to the whole show. It's been a pretty good show so far. We've got a lot of listeners. I can feel the bandwidth sucking out of our computer right now. Streaming through the Ethernet or what, I don't know what it's called. Phone line, satellite. Well, we're going over the satellite and being heard by our enemies and friends alike. Great Bear Republic would be a good one, New Orleans saying, for California. But I'm thinking Oregon, Washington, Idaho. It's going to be more than that. We got to make lists for the people that need to be punished, because there is a duty to punish those criminals that are doing what they're doing to God's country. We need to make sure we know how to rebuild. That's why we keep the books here. That's why we have thousands and thousands of books here, to maintain our history, so that it might carry on. Even the things that we don't like. We're not like the enemy. We're not like the Fabian socialist, Nazi, leftist, pinko, commie, scumutard, or was it scumuness? Scumuness. I've been trying to use that. I've been using that all over Yahoo today, scumuness, posting it on all the stuff. We got to make sure that they're held accountable. And how are you going to be there to do it if you're not prepping right now? How are your children going to know what to do if you're not training them? And this goes for the guys that just want to do it themselves. Oh, I'm the leader of my family. My wife and kids don't need to be bothered with it. What are you going to do when you get shot in the first 15 seconds? Does your kid know how to stop bleeding? Does your wife know how to go grab a tampon out of the bathroom and stuff it in the hole to save your life? Or is she going to freak out, run around the house going, oh my, oh my, oh my? That's probably what a lot of wives are going to be doing, because you haven't been a good steward of your family. But that's right, Stacy. Stacy's got a good point. I know a lot of guys who wives don't want to hear it. You got to discipline your family. You got to discipline your family, folks. You've got to be the leader of your house. Women got to submit to the husbands, and if you don't like that, that's fine, because the husbands submit to God and they're accountable for your safety.
Or they call the husbands
nuts. Yeah, it gets that way. I'm having flashbacks to mine. Getting all kinds of comments on just the stuff I've been posting. I know you guys were all interested. You guys sent me a bunch of stuff on the flotilla that Obongo took to on his junket. Turns out he's trying to sell a lot of stuff to India, a lot of weapons, because now they're a leading force in the world and we've given all our jobs away to them. He wants to arm them. You know, if we can sell a few guns to the potential enemy, yeah, fine, why not?
And making jobs for them.
Yeah. If you can't see the writing on the wall, you haven't been paying attention. When it was a bumper sticker, if you're not angry about the way our nation's being led or where it's heading, you're not paying attention. That is so true today more than ever. People are saying I'm sounding like Max Headroom again. I think you need to hold your computer out the window if you're sitting in your car. If you're using Wi-Fi or something, hold it up higher. But folks, I'm going to talk in the next half hour about a new thing called Code 20 that I'm getting involved in. It's to set up a series of intel gathering specifically for mosques and Muslim activities. If you listen to this show, you know I don't think they're the enemy, but they are an enemy, and the New World Order will use them against us. So stick around for the last half hour so we can do that. And also, we'll continue. If you want to give feedback, the phones are working okay. We lost them a little bit there, but the phone number is 559-561-8225. I say this number in my sleep, 559-561-8225. Check out DutchJones.info. DutchJones.info, J-O-E-N-S on the Jones. We need your financial support. There's a little chip in right there. I don't know if we're getting to the end of it. Make sure you change the date so people can donate. Go to DJStore.tk, DJStore.tk, and if there's something there you don't see, email us and let us know. You can email us from the site. We just ordered two tactical vests, some BDUs for people today. They should be in no later than Friday. So thank you for those purchases. We made a few baubles off of those. It'll help continue the cause. We're going to be doing training every month now, and I have to come up with funding for that. Should be fun. Plus, we got to do our health. We didn't do the health club today. We're going to go right after the show. I'm going to load up on M&Ms and go get on the treadmill. Is that a good idea? No, but that's one way of doing it. Also, get over to libertytreeradio.4mg.com. LibertyTreeRadio.4mg.com. They need your financial support. I know it sounds like a lot. $5 here, $5 there. We know that we're getting over 5,000 hits now when we're doing these shows on the DutchJones.info site. If everybody just pitches in $5, I know it's multiple repeat hits. I don't think it's 5,000 individuals. That'd be great if we got $25,000 a month. Woo! We'd send everybody their own transmitters, and we'd have a huge network. Just send $5, $10. We'll send you some bumper stickers. You send more, we'll send you more. We'll be right back after this break.
Consecrated for liberty, protected through the generations. Now the future rests with me. This sacred ground deserves my all, no less for God, for freedom's call. And if my life be laid down, let it be on sacred ground. Cry for warriors who will be there at the battle line, who will lift up a prayer of courage, who will bury me if I die. This sacred ground deserves my all, no less for God, for freedom's call. And if my life be laid down, let it be on sacred ground. If I should die, watch your brothers shed no tears for me, for I will be among the angels who've given all to keep all free. This sacred ground deserves my all, no less for God, freedom's call. And if my life be laid down, let it be on sacred ground. And if my life be laid down, let it be on sacred ground.
In the best conditions, the human body will die after 3 days without water. Having access to clean, drinkable water in a disaster, survival situation, or military action is critical when putting together your survival plan and survival kit. Whether you choose to boil, filter, purify, or use some type of chemical treatment, something must be done when planning your survival, escape routes, and plans, and putting together your bug-out bag or simply your rucksack. That's why I have chosen to offer Sawyer brand water filters. These filters used in the medical industry for kidney dialysis exceed the needs for water purification. With different units available, the basic unit that you should get will be capable of filtering up to 500 gallons a day and will not need to be replaced until you have surpassed 1 million gallons through that filter. I know that's hard to believe, but it's a fact. They've been using these filters overseas for years in the missionary fields and in post-disaster recovery efforts. The filters are lightweight and simple to use, so whether you attach it to a 5-gallon bucket, to a water bladder, or to a 10,000-gallon tank, these filters can do the job for you. They can handle up to 40 PSI, and with different fittings and ingenuity, you can even apply them to inside, inline water supply systems into your house, cabin, or survival structure. So I'm asking you to go to djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk. Check out the Sawyer water filters. Order them through us. You will save at least $5 off the retail price of buying them from Sawyer Direct. And as always, the money goes to help the radio ministry here at the Dutch Jones Radio Program. So, do something right for your family. Get them prepared for a disaster or calamity, and you're helping us out. So don't forget, djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk. Check out the Sawyer brand water filters.
There is rebellion in the wind.
A new world order. A new world order.
How can you have a house without a gun?
Guns aren't toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
Not for nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel in.
Put out an all-point bulletin. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order. A new world order.
Attention. Attention.
Government is an emergency.
Repeat. An emergency.
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody.
Heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for
Dutch Jones. Dutch Jones.
Radio program.
And now for something completely different.
Carry your food and grab your cash. The computers are going down.
We actually, Stacy just found the link I was talking about. When old white hair himself, Glenn Beck, is warning us. And Lou's trying to load it, but we're having trouble loading it. And maybe we'll just play his sound bites. But I commented in the chat room there, when Fox News is telling you to stockpile food and buy ammo, something's going on. Now, most will say, well, it's misinformation. No, I don't know. We can be wise and be discerning and figure out what we're doing here. This is the Dutch Jones radio program. And while Lou's loading that, I'm going to tell you about something else. In the next few days, we are going to have a man on by the name of Steve Klein. He is a Christian warrior of the highest order. He's dedicated his life to fighting Islam. He was military intelligence, Marine Corps, fought in Vietnam, has spent several years of his life working with the Pentagon and locating terrorists. And I know a lot of what you're saying, terrorism isn't real, it's all fake. No, terrorism is real. They're just using it. Here, Luz, she got another one here for you. She's got another one for you. And so we're going to be talking about this new project that we're getting involved. It's a project that's been going on called Code 20, where you find suspect a mosque or Islamic cell, terrorist cell in a zip code. You put together 20 militiamen to watch, observe, and be ready to counter anything they do if they turn. Are we up?
Yeah.
We're up. If you're just joining us, we just collapsed because we were trying to play a Glenn Beck video. Maybe the copyright came after us. So if you've just missed the first hour and 37 minutes of the show, you have to go to the archives that Olima does for us. Go to the archives just below the player here on DutchJones.info, and you can get the whole show in a couple hours when she's able to get it back up. Some days there's a lag, but that's because she is busy and she works for free. So if you want to hear a really good hour and a half of what we've been doing here on the Dutch Jones radio program, you need to go to the archive and download it and listen to it there. We had a couple of people who had problems with that. Email Lou at DutchJones.info. Don't email me. I don't know how it works. Lou knows how the pod people work. He's Commander Pod People. So we just crashed, so we're back. So we're talking about Code 20. So we're going to be doing some of that. I do not think that Islamofascism is the only enemy. Just like I don't think the Papists are the only enemy. Just like I don't think that the Jewish Mafia or the Zionists are the only enemy. Just like I don't think that the Nazi fascists, the eugenics, Fabian socialists are the only enemy. They are all enemies of Jesus Christ, and we need to study all of them, and we need to have fellowship with those that are righteously engaging the enemy. And I really like this group. They're also involved with converted to Christianity Muslims in Pakistan called Christian Defenders that are losing their lives because they read Bibles. And I want to talk to a few of those guys. We're going to maybe have a guy on the show. We'll have him call in from Pakistan who was tortured, mutilated, and now he's fighting the Muslims. Just like we talk about Peter Hammond. He's got a Bible in one hand and an AK in the other. And I'm going to insult you guys here. You Christian Americans have had it easy. We need to learn from these folks. We need to hear how they've been fighting and the battles they're fighting. And just because you want to go, 9/11 was an inside job and it wasn't really Islam and those guys are still alive, okay, fine. But Islam still wants to eat our lunch. Okay? They did it during the Dark Ages. They got all the way to Spain. And to deny that as a threat is stupid. Just like I could do a whole week on the threat of China coming over here and taking our property. Going, hey, you're in Hakta. Or no, I'm sorry. You're sawing Hak to us. We come and take your land now. I don't know if that sounded Chinese or not. I hope it offended the Chinese. I've offended the Canadians today, the Muslims. I offended some people in Indonesia today. What was the other one? Myanmar?
Yeah.
Myanmar. I offended a bunch of people in Myanmar. I got a bunch of hate mail from them because I made fun of their elections. And I wasn't making fun of their elections. They're having violence in former Burma, right? Myanmar is former Burma shave. And I was just saying, get ready, America, because this is how it's going to end up here. Sounds more Korean. Thank you, Orland. You no come in my store. I know your face. You no come in here no more. Not library. You buy something and get out.
Or I do have keto on you.
Huh?
Or I'll have keto you.
I have keto you. But I've just been offending people, and I'm saying America's going to get just like that over there. The 2012 election will probably be violent if we make it that far, because Americans aren't going to let them get away with it. The next time Black Panthers show up at a voting booth, the militia better be there to beat the crud out of the guy, or I have no faith. What's wrong with Philadelphia? I know we have Pennsylvania militias listening to this show. You guys send me information. Why was that Black Panther allowed to stand in front of your voting booth in Philadelphia? Unless you guys have all vacated Philadelphia, then that's okay. But I don't know what's going on with you people. I guarantee you if they'd have showed up at our voting place, it would have been a bat patrol.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody would have called the cops. And he would have had a chance to walk out. We wouldn't have just attacked him. It wouldn't have been 1950s segregation crap all over again. No, excuse my language. We would have just said, what are you doing here? You don't have a right to stand there and intimidate people. You don't have a right to intimidate me. Yes, I do, because you're violating the law. Yeah. Committees of vigilance, folks. Code 20. Committees of correspondence. True sons of liberty. Doesn't matter what we call it. The duty is the same. The duty is to enforce the law of God and to protect the weak, the meek, to a point. I'm not going to sit here and bend over backwards to save somebody who's had their head in the sand all the last two decades. But people who can't, people who could and didn't, no. But people who can't, I'll defend them, the elderly. We were talking, and just so you guys know, we're probably going to have a brand new low-mileage Rhino. I don't know what, a Yamaha, I don't even remember what, for sale. We picked it up. We tried to sell it once before. Nobody wanted it. We're going to put it back up for sale. We've decided that it has its utility here at the church, but what we really need is a deuce and a half or a Unimog. We have just got a plethora, a multitude of elderly people that when we bug out, we got to load them into a vehicle. It's a plan we came up with. We can't put them in this little four-wheel drive quad. There's only got four seats in it, so we can take three elderly with us.
It only goes 50 miles.
And it only goes 50 miles an hour. And, well, that wouldn't be too bad. It'll go a lot farther than 50 miles. But we need a deuce and a half, an all-wheel drive vehicle, that we can get up over these trails here to bug them out if we have to. Because we're not leaving them behind. They were here in the 60s. They were the people that were 40 years old in the 60s doing what I'm doing today. They were paying the dues and paving the way for us. We have a responsibility to keep them with us as long, because it's not like they're worth nothing. Their minds, their knowledge base, and they are our elders, and we're called to protect them. Uh-oh, Olima lost the sound. Get her to reboot. Okay. Okay, so we did lose all of that. Okay, well, there's some, no, actually, I don't know. It'll play here. It's kind of weird. But sorry, Olima, I didn't know you walked away. We need a buzzer that directly rings to Olima's house whenever we go off the air, so she knows. But so we're going to probably be putting that up for sale. This thing's worth a lot of money, more than what we paid for it. We bought it on a hardship purchase. But we can we need to start making decisions like this. What resources do you have? What plans have you made? I get people all the time sending me emails. Oh, I got my bug out bag. I got 3 days worth of MREs. I got 200 rounds of ammunition. And I got a map. Okay, well, that's a half step. That's a good half step. Have you actually walked the hill behind your house? Are you going to sound like Stacy here hacking up a fuzzball the minute we try to run out? Are you going to be ready to do it? And we're not going to try to play that video anyway, but I was going to get Glenn Beck on here screaming and yelling about how the world's coming to an end. The world as we know it.
Bury your food and grab your cash. The computers are going down.
Yeah, it's more than just the computer.
Prepare for the worst.
Prepare for the worst, folks, and pray for the best. Stand like a man, but pray on your knees. Stand like a Christian woman, but pray on your knees. You've got to understand this, folks. I'm not doing this because I want to scare you. I'm doing this because I want to prepare you. And I'm doing the same thing for my family. I'm encouraging my friends. I have stepped up the psychological training on my family, and they may say, hey, you're pretty mad, you're pretty mean, what are you doing? But they've got to steel their hearts and harden their attitudes. We can't spend 5 minutes looking for the keys, huh, Stacy, when they're knocking at the door, right? We can't keep breaking equipment and forgetting our headphones, can we, Lewis? Right, Lewis?
Mm-hmm.
And I've got 1,000 things that I need to do that I fail at every day, and I'm accountable to other men here at the church. I'm accountable to God, and most of all, I got to do everything I can do within my power to make this work for my family first, then my church, then my militia. Yeah, Worland's saying, most of the walking brain-dead people where he lives believe that all they need is a cell phone. Yeah. What's your communication? I got all my phone numbers in my wallet. I got all my phone numbers in my wallet. I'm ready to go. Or, yeah, I bought an FRS radio 3 months ago, put the batteries in it, stuck it in the drawer. You wouldn't believe how many people even in our group bring me their radios. No worky, Dutch. If you make worky, they hand it to me. I open it up, and the batteries are corroded. And I'm like, why did you do exactly what I told you not to do? Don't leave your batteries in your electronic components. In these next few days, I'm going to, of course, be bringing you topical news. I'll be bringing you opinion. I'll be bringing you new people that are doing things differently, maybe than what we would do, but we can learn, you know, tidbits from here. And I hope you're listening. And I'm getting lots of email. I spent 3 hours today answering email. And I love doing it. It's what I do. I'm a trainer. That's what the Lord chose me to do. I'm not a pastor. I'm a trainer. I'm not a chaplain. I'm a trainer. Those who can do, those who can't, teach. And those who can't teach, work for the government. Or teach gym, depending on where you're standing. So I do the best I can. And I'm trying to get into shape. I want to be able to do. I want to be a doer once again. And maybe doing means operating radios or operating security equipment or sitting in a tower somewhere and yelling at people. I don't know. But whatever, you have to do your utmost for him, whatever your ability is. And you need to sit down with your family right now. And I told you guys the other day, go to your garage, do a 360 survey of the garage, get all your camping gear together, check to make sure what works and what doesn't, make a list of what you don't have, and then start buying it with what resources you have. It's as simple as that. Let the process become the goal. Let the process become the goal. Because you can never be done prepping. You can never be done preparing. I've never yet met a guy other than Bert from the movie Tremors that had everything I would want.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
if you watch the movie Tremors, Bert, I forgot the real actor's name. Him and, what was his wife's name? Reba McEntire? I can't remember. Okay. That was the one compound that I thought was great, and yet it wasn't prepared for underground monsters. So we could do whatever we want, and God could send, in fact, underground monsters. I'm prepared for zombie hippies. I'm prepared for helicopter descending, all kinds of stuff, you know, but I am not prepared for underground monsters, and if I had the time, I might prepare for them. But I am prepared for hippie zombies, gang members. I'm prepared to run away from overwhelming force. I'm prepared to hide from marauders if I have to. I'm prepared to repel those we can. Bargain with those we need to bargain with. I'm a Bert in my one style. I don't know what you mean by that, Minuteman. I don't know if it's your vehicle. I've seen your vehicle, or I haven't seen your vehicle. I've heard stories of your vehicle, Minuteman. And now the pastor wants one. But you're never going to be finished. And the Lord will not allow you to finish because his time frame is different than yours, right? And then something's going to just, you know, who knows, come out of it. That's why you have to be broad-based in this. I'm broad-based. I'm a generalist. I don't. It's like I remember one time Warren Lee Campbell, Lord bless his soul, was given a sermon from the pulpit, and he said, everybody here is worried about the football game, the NASCAR driver, or even how their stocks are doing. He goes, how many Christians are worried about what they're going to do when the Chinese come over that hill? And he points to the hill behind the church. And he says, one day, some threat's going to be coming over there, and you need to know how to blow the heads off those. And he said some word that I can't say. And he goes, but his son's a Beechcraft. Rather than worrying about what color your dress is or what kind of car you're driving out in the parking lot or what's on TV. He goes, the problem with the Christian churches today is that's what people are more concerned with. Do you realize I get more comments from people going, did you see Dancing with the Stars last night? From my generic friends, not you guys, not you listeners, but the people I know from my regular life. You know, this is my Batman life. This is my Superman life, but from my Clark Kent life. During the day, and just regular people, like even Christians. I got one guy that sends me 30 to 40 emails a day of all just, oh, here's a cute puppy video. Oh, did you see what the Queen of England wore to her party? I literally get this from Christians. And I send them the same stuff you guys get. And that's why I said I'm getting ready to dump the Yahoo thing, because I'm done with those people. I'm going to cut them off. I'm going to give them a final... give him a final say, glee. Everybody in the chat room, holy mouse, glee. I don't even know what that is. I assume it's a makeup commercial or something. I don't watch that kind of TV. And so I'm going to cut them off and tell them if they want to be part of this, they have to listen to the show. And then if they listen to the show, they'll get the email address that I give to you, dutch@dutchjones.info. That's the tactical email from now on. And I've only got about 20 people that I have stuff that I send people out to on that. So if you're not on that one, you better send me your email if you want to be included in the reindeer games, like the thing, you know, that especially if we can't do the radio show anymore, if we run out of money here, I'll still do email. We'll always be able to go do email somewhere. But if I can't do the, you know, become a newsletter, the Dutch Jones newsletter, and I'll just send you stuff every day. Because if we don't get donations, we can't pay the electric bill. The electric bill was over $100 for this building, and we don't know how we're going to pay it, period, because we got our house electric bill. And the internet bill was paid for by who was it that paid the internet bill for that one month, for this coming month? It was Smiley.
No, it was
one of the listeners, huh? Gunslinger, thank you, Gunslinger. I know you. Yeah, I know you listened to the replays. Thank you for doing that. So we need somebody to pick it up for December, though. Middle of November, coming up on the 15th. What's the day's today's day? Boy, time flies by. It's like the 8th. So in 7 more days, we got to pay the internet bill again. If you guys want to keep hearing this, if you like this stuff, then that's what we do.
And we'll send you some bumper stickers.
Be the kind of man that when your feet hit the floor, hey, I just saw that T-shirt today. Minuteman, that's really weird. Minuteman just supposed to be the kind of man that when your feet hit the floor each morning, the devil says, oh, crap, he's up.
Oh, good.
Be an enemy of Satan. I just saw that T-shirt in the catalog we just burned. It was in that catalog with all the porno in it. Yeah, so that's funny. Yeah, be an enemy of Satan every day. Be an enemy of Satan every day. Be an enemy of the New World Order every day. Wake up every morning. How many people we got in there? We're back up to 20. All 20 of you people in the chat room right now, and all you people listening on Liberty Tree Radio, all you people listening on the FM feeds, those people getting it on baby monitors in New York City. I'm still getting emails from you guys. Thank you. Be an enemy of evil every day, and you're starting off properly. Think about, what can I do today that's going to help me survive and make the devil just furious? What can I do today that if Obongo knew about it, he'd be going... And inversely, don't do things that makes the devil happy. Don't go to that porn shop. Don't buy that six-pack of beer. Don't buy those cigarettes. In fact, we're looking for something here. There was a thing going around that says if you smoke, if you're addicted to alcohol or drugs, you're not fit to serve in any militia. And that's going to offend a lot of people. We get a lot of smokers, I know, that listen to the show because they're smokers' rights guys. But the fact of it is, you're gonna sacrifice for your addiction, for your sin, when the time comes. You'll be doing something stupid to get 2 cigarettes, and I've seen it happen. And plus, yeah, then there's tactical stuff, too. So start preparing your lifestyle,
and
folks.
Drinking.
They could smell that. Yeah, it was funny. The pastor and I were just talking about this. We both ran into it. I think it was in a sniper training manual that you don't want a smoker out in the field. You don't want somebody who, you know, needs a hit of morphine, you know, to get up in the morning. I know that sounds bad. I wean myself off of all of my painkillers, and I'm hurting for it, but I'm functioning. I don't want to be dependent on any painkillers the VA sends my way. But when they send them my way, I stick them in the infirmary because somebody may need them. Don't turn them down when they give them to you.
It's not called that anymore.
I know it's not called that. It's called the survival closet. The IRF closet. The emergency response family closet. We don't call it an infirmary.
Emergency preparedness.
Right? Emergency preparedness.
This is being sued by over 30,000 scientists for global warming fraud.
Al Gore just got sued for global warming fraud by a bunch of scientists.
Yeah.
That's a smaller battle. I could, you know, that's funny. Anytime Al Gore gets in trouble, I'm happy.
Yeah.
I'm serial. I'm Al Gore. Global warming is real. I'm serial, you guys. You better listen. I hate Al Gore.
I do too.
Hypocrite. Yeah, that's good news. That's really good news. Somebody earlier said that the carbon tax for California got repealed. Whoever posted that, post again, because I was on a roll and I ignored it. I apologize. I was, you know, telling stories about how great I was or something and didn't want to stop the roll. If that carbon tax initiative that here in California that you guys don't know about, it taxes people who live in the rural communities more. We have to pay more for utilities, license plates, food, everything. It's a value-added tax for people who refuse to live in the urban area than the cities. We don't want to live with the elitists and go to the opera house that they're going to tax us more because it requires more carbon footprint size to keep us out here. It's just so savage of us to want to live and grow our own food. And, of course, they're going to attack our gardens and things soon. Whoever posted that, I need to hear it. I saw it in the chat room. I can't scroll back because I think we got dumped at least once. So somebody did it. It's not the carbon tax, it's the carbon credit. Oh, okay. So the carbon credit thing is gone. See, that's a different issue. Because we had a state initiative here to get rid of it. There was a law that went into effect that those of us that live in farm country have to pay a value-added tax because we're not smart enough to live in the cities because we're just a bunch of dumb redneck folks. And it's going to go into effect here. It's another reason for us to hate California. I'm already at war with my government. those of you that live in like Oklahoma and can cheer on when they just abolish Sharia law in Oklahoma, you know, God bless you guys. You know, keep up the good fight. But we're at war with our government here. And we're going to keep seeing these things, and we got to keep fighting these things and keep listening here, because whatever happens here is going to happen to you. Hopefully the carbon tax will go down too, but our state still has it, Warland, because we needed to get 2/3 to get rid of it on the vote. But there's good news all around, folks. Well, we're winding down 2 hours here again. If you only heard 27 minutes of this show, you've got to go to the archives. You go to the archives by going to dutchjones.info. And then go listen to past shows here. You click on that. Olima will get it up maybe tomorrow. I don't want to rush her because she's got to edit it together and put, you know, whatever, pray over it, whatever she has to do there. It's just such a great service that she does. So you missed out on some good stuff, but we'll try to get it up if she can. If not, you should have been listening live. There's moments and times that you shouldn't miss. There are opportunities God puts in your path that you shouldn't ignore. This show may just be one of them. This show may just be one of them. I'm not here for my health. I'm here to share. I'm here to train. I'm here to try to kick you in the butt and to learn from you, those of you that are willing to teach us. We're here. We have open training. Go to our website, dutchjones.info. You can go to the church website. You can listen to our sermons from the church. You can listen to our Wednesday night God's Providential History classes that our pastor teaches. It's up to you, not me. I can't force you to save yourself. But don't come climbing into my lifeboat when the time's up. When the waves are crashing in, it's too late then, my fellow babies. Christ has called you. Have you answered the call? Will you answer the call? Or are you gonna willfully go down and get down on your knees and take that loaf of bread and the shackles that come with it? That's up to you. As for me and my family and my people, we serve the Lord. And we fight tyranny. Resistance to tyranny is obedience to the Lord. I believe that. If I were a tattoo getting man, I'd have it tattooed on my chest. Not that anybody wants to see my chest. I'd probably do it on maybe my calf. But folks, keep listening. Keep supporting us. If you like what you hear, make a monetary donation. We will send you something. Even if it's just pictures of me and Lou fighting, you'll get postcards. Good night, all. God bless you. And remember, the sword is heavy. The battle is hard. Victory belongs to the Lord alone. But He chooses you to stand in the gap. Are you going to answer that call? Good night. God bless.
Income poop.